You are listening to the audio production of Greater Joy Together, a 52-week marriage devotional by Ted Cunningham, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by the author. To Corinne and Caden Hazel, I rejoice and delight in your young budding love. Your mom and I pray for you every day. You bring great joy to those around you. Your future together is bright. I love you. Introduction. After 20 years of ministry to couples, my passion is greater and my message is more focused than ever on helping couples enjoy life together. I pray that the Lord gives me another 40 years in this great work. Whether speaking at marriage conferences or at our date night comedy events, I want couples to laugh and learn as they grow in their relationship with the Lord and each other. That is my prayer for this 52-week devotional as well. I am convinced now more than ever that couples need to lighten up and enjoy each other. Sometimes we make marriage harder than it needs to be. God did not give my spouse to me to be the primary challenge of my life, but to be my companion through all the seasons and stages of life. Newlyweds, seasoned couples, and couples in crisis will all learn something from these devotionals. Go through each one at your own pace. I hope each devotional sticks with you throughout the week. Talk about them when you get up, as you get ready, and when you share a meal or drive down the road. Read each one early in the week and discuss it throughout the rest of the week. Share these devotionals with your friends, small group, or Sunday school class. They are for your marriage and the marriages around you. Yes, of course, I want you to learn and grow, but I also want to equip you to help other couples. You are backup singers to the duets all around you. Use these devotionals to spark conversation during your next dinner out with friends. Each devotional ends with three sections. Let's talk about it, let's do something about it, and let's pray about it. All three sections bring you into deeper devotion with God and each other. There are many topics to read through and discuss together in this book. Amy and I have worked through each one over the past 25 years of marriage. Topics include humor, laughter, food, parenting, couple friends, sexual intimacy, communication, quality time, in-laws, finances, anger, forgiveness, and ministry to others. Every devotional and follow-up discussion is written to bring greater joy to your marriage. Thank you for trusting me to invest in your marriage. I do not take this lightly. I prayed over each devotional, discussion question, activity, and prayer. I rejoice and delight in you and your marriage. I believe great days and greater joy are ahead for you and your spouse. Week 1, Enjoying Life Together. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all your meaningless days. For this is your lot in life and in your toilsome labor under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9. God did not give you a spouse to be a grind that hinders you. He gave you a spouse to accompany you through the grind of life. When your spouse becomes the grind, your marriage drifts. Most marriages start with two people enjoying life together. So when someone tells me, "I'm not happy in my marriage," I hear, "We don't have what we once did." I am not one to respond with, "Marriage isn't about your happiness," or, "Marriage is hard, deal with it." I would rather paint a beautiful picture of marriage, point the couple in the direction of marital satisfaction, and provide practical steps toward enjoying greater joy together. Marital satisfaction is a choice, not an outcome. You cannot discover it online, and it will not find you after a series of serendipitous events, as depicted in movies. It is based on decisions, factors, and skills that couples can do something about in any season of life. You decide your way into marital satisfaction by choosing it, or else you drift from it. Those are the only two options. Dear friends of mine listened to me preach on marriage for 6 years before they had their first child. Several of my sermons had included the challenge to eradicate the kid-centered home. My friends would say to each other, "That will never happen to us. We will be careful to never have a kid-centered home." Guess what? After the birth of their first child, everything changed. That child became the center of their universe. As my friend so eloquently put it, we stopped being us. As a result, their marriage
Sample complete. Ready to continue?